Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Let's talk about a condition called rosacea, where your cheeks are red and you can have these little red capillary breaks as well. Now, this is another one of those unknown conditions, but anytime there's a condition where there's an unknown cause, you have to find out what is known to try to associate and align things to see if you can come up with a natural remedy. But here's what we know about rosacea. The normal treatment, which seems to be somewhat effective, is treating with antibiotics, but not just regular antibiotics. Those antibiotics that also are antiparasitic. So based on that data, this condition could fall in the area of being induced by a parasite or a bacteria. Now, there's another remedy that seems to also help people. It's called ivermectin. Now, ivermectin is antiparasitic, but it's also anti-inflammatory. So it can help with parasites as well as inflammation. It's also anti-lice, anti-scabies. And what's interesting about ivermectin, it was developed in Japan from a single microorganism in the soil, which is actually quite fascinating. Now, there's also some very interesting additional information about ivermectin and COVID-19, which I can't talk about, but you can do your own research. Now, another thing about rosacea is that it's seen in Cushing's disease, where you have high levels of cortisol. And by the way, as a side note, anytime you have a high level sustained release of a certain hormone, whether it's insulin or cortisol, you can start developing insulin or cortisol resistance, in which you have a situation where this hormone might be at high levels, but it's not working. And the reason I'm bringing that up is that in Cushing disease, you have cortisol, and cortisol is a natural anti-inflammatory. So obviously, if there's inflammation of the skin and there's this redness, and you have high levels of cortisol, it just means that it's not working. The other interesting thing about this is that you can also have a steroid-induced rosacea. So apparently it's probably this cortisol resistance, which actually creates a deficiency of cortisol, that's really setting the person up for this condition. Now, the other thing that we know about rosacea is what triggers it. Extreme temperatures, strenuous exercise, extreme heat from the sun, sunburn, stress, cold winds, basically any type of stressful situation can trigger it. So based on this information, it looks like rosacea is a combination of adrenal dysfunction, maybe a parasite or some microorganism, maybe some imbalance in your gut, because people with SIBO, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, also have a higher incidence of getting rosacea. So based on that, here's what I'm going to recommend. Neem oil, which is antiparasitic, antifungal, and you mix a few drops with coconut oil and you rub that into your skin. I would also take wormwood extract orally, clove orally, and I would definitely do fasting. There's been some great results with rosacea after doing fasting. And the last thing I would do is I would definitely support your adrenal glands to help normalize cortisol. If you want more data about that, check out some of the links down below.
Hey, before you go, if you're benefiting from any of my content, I would love to hear about your success story. Please share it in the link down below.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.